Brethren, it's me again, and I want to tell you that I'm excited. I want to thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with you. And I know that many of you are excited and waiting for this devotion so that you can listen and share with others. I promise you that every time you receive these devotions, it is nothing more than words from the Word. Be like the Bereans. Go back and check the scripture for yourself and make sure that what I'm saying to you is biblical. It is word from the Word. Words from the Word. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Julia H. Johnson wrote the song, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. It is said in the first stanza, marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb, the book say was spilt, but I say was shed. Grace, God's grace, grace that would pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all of our sin. I know that you will join with me and say, thank God for the grace of God, that unmerited favor He gives to us, and He calls it His grace. We are looking at Peter, who got it right after he denied Christ. He is now at Pentecost preaching. He preaches first message, and 3,000 people responded to the invitation, gave their lives to Christ, and were baptized. And notice carefully, they were baptized, and I believe that they were baptized immediately. It's like the Ethiopian eunuch. When he received Jesus Christ, he saw water. He said, look, water, what has hindered me from being baptized? And John chapter 21, verse 1 to 18, the Bible said, and after these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise showed he himself. In verse number 2, and there were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. I want you to see this. I go fishing. Sometimes when one gets himself out of the will of God, one wants to go back to the things that he did before. And here's Peter saying, I go fishing. And always remember that we influence others. The Bible said, and they said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, and the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. The disciples out fishing. They should be waiting for Jesus in Galilee. And Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the other side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. That disciple whom he loved was John. And John said to Peter, it's the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in another ship, for they were not far from land, but as it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, and 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. In verse 12, Jesus said unto them, come and dine. Remember, they just caught their fish. Or when they reached a shore, they noticed that there was fish already cooking bread. And Jesus said, come eat, boys. And none of the disciples thrust asked him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus didn't come it and take it bread and give it them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." For he said unto him, "Feed my sheep." That caused me to think, "Peter, what are you doing?" I say, when you are converted, I want you to strengthen the brethren. But here it is now. You are out there fishing for fish. In verse 16, he said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs," or "feed my sheep." He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." And in verse 18, "Verily I say unto you, that when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou be old," Jesus is prophesying, he said, "thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall guide thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." Peter no doubt was tempted to do what he did when Christ called him. He went back fishing, and the disciples went with him. And while they were out there, Jesus appeared. And I believe that is where Peter got it right, that he no longer will go fishing for fish, but he will now go fishing for men. In Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 20, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers." Watch verse 19. "He called them from fishing, and he said unto them, Follow me." I always pay attention to this. He said, "Men, Peter, Andrew, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Verse 20 said, "And they straightway left their nets and followed him." Peter had his struggles, and many would have finished with Peter. But Jesus prayed for him. Not only that, Jesus allowed Satan to sift him. He told him that Satan would sift him. But after all of that, we come to the day of Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost, Peter, who had gotten it right before that, is back on track. He stood up before everyone and preached that straightforward message. And at the end, he penned the net. And 3,000 souls received the message, got saved, and were baptized. Now come with me and let's follow him as he preached and experienced the power of God on him and the audience. 1, what was the method Peter used? A church needs to understand that the main purpose of church is to preach and listen. The method one used can be very helpful to get the message across. I'm quite sure that Peter was not as fortunate as we are today to go to a book and to learn the different methods. I don't know if he heard of what we have heard of, such as methods like the topical expository method. Did Peter hear that? I'm not sure. I doubt he did. How about the persuasive method? I'm not sure. I doubt he did. Then we know of the question method. These are different methods you use when you're preaching. We have the analogy method. We have the analysis method. And of course, we have the commentary method and other methods that are used when we put a sermon together and then deliver it to the people in such a way that you could understand. But here's what I know. Whatever method one may say use, one thing, it was a clear message. And here is what I learned from his message. My time is up. Quickly, I'll come back next morning and share with you what I have learned from Peter's preaching and his message. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the aid of the Holy Spirit of God to assist us as we prepare your word and deliver your word. But it is you, Lord, who must bring the heart. God, use your people, even the one who you called to preach, who backslid, Lord, walked away. You're speaking to him, bring him back, and let him know that he can be used like Peter also. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, brethren. Thank you, brethren. Please share this message with somebody. That person that God has laid on your heart, hey, get their number and share this message with them and tell them, come on back. Jesus is waiting for them in that place. God bless. Thank you for sharing.